Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. You are blessed and highly favored. You are lifted today. As God lifts you, you will not come down. Everywhere you face and everywhere you go, God will strengthen you. God will uphold you. God will defend you. God will give you victory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the mercy of God will speak for you. The hand of God will be mighty upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, negativity is not your portion. Evil is not your portion. Disaster is not your portion. May God fight for you. May God defend you. May God uplift you. May God uphold you. May God be your strong tower. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anything called trouble, it will not come near you. You will not be a victim of satanic disaster. You will not be a victim of evil mechanization and operation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any plan that is not of God will not come to pass over your life today. When they have planned trouble for you, God will overturn it. God will overturn it. God will overturn it. God will overturn it. Trouble that is waiting for you is overturned. Somebody shout overturn. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will see God in action. In your family, God in action. In your life, God in action. Over your children, God in action. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, shout a believing amen if you believe. Glory, glory be to God. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. I want to appreciate every one of you listening to us for the first time. Moment of Settlement is a daily prophetic prayer podcast that is designed to empower you and also position you to enjoy the best of the day. God is with you, there is no doubt, and He will surely uphold you and strengthen you in every area of your life. No evil shall come near you, and the mercy of God shall defend you in every area. In Jesus' holy and precious name, let somebody shout amen like a believer. Amen. Now, my prayer charge for you today is from the book of Exodus, chapter number 15, verse 9 to 10. Exodus chapter number 15, verse 9 all the way to verse number 10. The Bible says, the enemy said, I will pursue Ashalamakuradia. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Can you imagine what the enemy is planning? Verse number 10. This is good news. Thou blew thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty water. My God, everyone under the sound of my voice, hear me. I don't care what is saying. The enemy said, there is a voice. That is a voice. That is number one, a voice of negativity. Number two, that is a voice of evil operation. The enemy said, that is a voice of satanic and evil expectation. The enemy is saying, whatever the enemy has been saying over your life, I cancel it. Every contrary voice that is speaking against the program of God for your destiny, every voice speaking sickness, speaking affliction, speaking trouble, speaking evil over your life, every voice of the enemy that is saying that business will not rise, I silence them. I silence them. Hear me? Where your life has been a victim of satanic and evil voices, may those voices be silenced in the mighty name of Jesus. Those voices are arrested. The enemy said, I prophesy and I pray for you. Wherever the enemy has been speaking over you in the dream, I see somebody in the realm of God right now that they are like forcing you in your dreams, speaking evil, negative over your life. Now, I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I speak over what the enemy has said. For every word enemy has said negative over your life, God will multiply it 7 times and do you good over it. 7 times good. 7 times good. 7 times good. For every evil word that the enemy has spoken over your destiny, 7 times good. 7 times good. For every negative word that has been issued over your life, 7 times positive word, 7 times goodness will begin to manifest in your life and journey. In the name of Jesus, He said, I will pursue. Today, where they want to pursue you, or they are already pursuing you, by the power of God, the Lord will defend you. It will overtake where the enemy has projected and positioned themselves to overtake you, to take what is yours, to destroy what you have worked for, to dismantle your family, to break your marriage, and the power of God, the Lord destroyed them. The Lord make them to fail. Agenda of the evil ones over your life will fail. Agenda of the enemy over your marriage will fail. Agenda of the enemy over your health will fail. Agenda of the enemy over your business will fail. Agenda of the enemy over the program of God for your life will fail. Somebody shout fail. Every satanic evil agenda that wants to put you in trouble, that wants to hinder your advancement, that wants to stop your glory, it will fail. It will fail. Ah, enemy said my hand will destroy them. It won't destroy you. No. It will not destroy you. Your home will not be destroyed. Your marriage will not be destroyed. Your health will not be destroyed. Your business will not be destroyed. Everything that concerns you will not be destroyed. In the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare by the power of God and the mandate of heaven, whatever plan that is against you, it is overcome. I love what the word of God has said. The word of God said, look at what the Bible said. You blow with thy wind. So there was a divine instrument God used. It was the wind. The enemy planned, but God just used wind. What they couldn't see, what they couldn't stop, was what God used to disrupt them. They can't stop the wind. God used it to disrupt them. I am prophesying. Somebody under the sound of my voice, Yagadua, Makwasa, Reketoa, Alamanagaye, Eragasuntelimanande, by the power of God, you will win. In the name of Jesus, you will win. By the power of God, you will win. In the name of Jesus, Narakato Paragayagada, Rekesokoto Makalipagaye, what the enemy has planned, it is overthrown. The Lord will fight for you. As the wind was fighting for the Israelite, God will use natural things to defend you. Where unexpectedly, where the enemy, if they are not expecting you to come out, you will come out. You will shine higher. You will win. In the name of Jesus, I say you will win. Akapoto, Elapaya, Asunia, Akwada, Erwada, Emekute, Kapalitano, Okladina, Sila, Kataga, Shagala, Kaduka, Lagarama. I am praying for somebody. This is happening to you directly as I'm speaking right now. Where the enemy has already succeeded in doing you evil, God overturn it. God reverse it. I say reverse. Somebody shout reverse. The sea cover there. That is intervention. That intervention that will not allow the enemy to win over you. May God give you that intervention. May the Lord give you that intervention. May the Lord give you that intervention. May the Lord give you that intervention in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. It is well with you. It is done. The testimony will manifest. The breakthrough will manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. It is well with you. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Miracle upon miracle. Wonders upon wonders. It will happen in your life. Happen for you today. Today is a great day. I see breakthroughs. 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 Oh, receive it. I see breakthroughs. Come and receive it. I see breakthroughs. Thank you, Jehovah. Blessed be God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, don't put your mind on what the enemy is saying. You know why? There is a God in heaven that knows what the enemy does not know and can do what the enemy cannot stop. They will do it again in your life. They can't stop you. I said they can't stop you, Mama. They can't stop you. It is well in Jesus' name. Everybody shout amen. You are more than a conqueror. I see you winning everywhere. Now listen to me. Share this with somebody. Bless them. Let this prayer enter their spirit. And I want you to listen to this prayer 2 times today. Listen to it over and over again. There is an anointing upon this prayer today. It's a warning anointing to give you victory and triumph. The mighty name of Jesus. You will conquer. Say amen. You will conquer. Say louder. You will conquer. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my word charge for you today is a continuation of the series on 21 decisions you must make in life. If you want to make headway, I shared with you that you must make a decision to eat well. Today, my decision I want to share with you is a decision to mind your business. Yes, decision to mind your life and mind your business. If you don't mind your business, you will enter cheaply into distraction. Life is full of distraction. Those that mind their business ends up becoming masters at what they do. To say this is to say you have to make a decision to be focused. Maintain focus. Maintain focus. Distraction is an enemy of distinction. I say that again. Distraction is an enemy of distinction. You want to be distincted? You want to rise higher? Break your distraction. Reduce the distraction. You cannot rise well in life if you are too mindful of other people's business. You are too mindful of what people are saying about you. You are too mindful of other people's life. You will lose concentration on your life. It is what you mind that minds you. It is what you mind that minds you. If you want to go higher and far in life, mind your business. This year, focus on where you are going. Face your front. Mind your business. Live your life. Connect with yourself. Do the best you can for others. But mind your business. Don't poke nose into other people's matter. Don't gossip other people's destiny. Mind your business. Work on your life till it produce and you become a talking town. Mind your business so that you can become a business for others to mind. Praise God. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Well, share this podcast with somebody. And in case this was sent to you or you stumbled on it by mistake, you can always receive this directly on your mobile phone every day. This is a daily prayer podcast. You can receive it directly on your phone daily. All you need to do is to text the word register. Register. Just text the word register to this phone number. +1 972 639 1762. And you will receive instructions on how you can be getting this podcast on a daily basis. The Lord be with you and the Lord uphold you. In Jesus' name. Share with other people. Let it also go and be a blessing to them everywhere. Amen, amen, and amen. It is well with you. I look forward to your testimony and your praise report. And the hand of the Lord is upon you for good in Jesus' name. Till I come your way again tomorrow on this same platform, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.